Oh, perhaps he's wondering why someone would vaccinate a man before throwing him out of a plane. I don't wanna be in your London dungeon. I don't wanna be in your British hell. Ain't no mystery why I'm in misery in hell. Here's hoping you're swell. Okay, news flash. Standard sidewalk in the United States of America that is ADA compliant is 6 feet. Spans a distance of 6 feet. As would be in accordance with the CDC directed social distancing distance of 6 feet. Stand 6 feet apart. Yeah. Sidewalks are supposed to be 6 feet. They're supposed to have a certain grade. I believe it's a quarter inch over. I can't remember. I think it was a quarter inch fall per 4 feet to be ADA wheelchair compliant. That's for one way. And then a 6 foot allows for foot traffic passage with an ADA assisted pedestrian. Yeah. So if I'm walking down the street on the sidewalk, shouldn't say walking down the street. I'm walking along the street opposite the parkway on the sidewalk, on the edge of the sidewalk, furthest away from the street. Okay? And then you got okay. And then you got the 6 feet of the sidewalk. Usually, I think there's like 24 inches of parkway. That's a little bit of grass, and then there's a concrete curb, and then there's a bike lane. That has to be at least a yard, so another 3 feet, and then it's got two, double lines, and that's dedicated to the bike lane, and then you've got two lanes of traffic, a median, and then two more lanes of traffic. So anyway, the speed limit out here is 35, I believe. People usually travel, let's say the average speed. Depending on the time of the day, out there is usually somewhere around 50. This is Texas again. Speed limits are more like speed suggestions down here. This is what it is. So this person or persons, it happens nearly every time I'm out on my morning march. They'll be coming towards me on the opposite side of the sidewalk. For some reason, usually they're coming at me on the same side of the sidewalk. I don't know what fucking country they're from or what fucking world they live in, but they just, walk down what I see as the opposite side of the sidewalk. It'd be like driving down, the opposite side of the street. This is America. Again, sorry, it is what it is. It is America. You're in America. So usually people always stay to the right. If you're walking into a building, they channeling you towards the right. If you're coming out of a vehicle building, they channel you towards the left. A vehicle, sorry, a building. Thinking like movie theater, something like that. Okay. So you're walking down the sidewalk and you're just absentmindedly, cruising along on the left-hand side, talking on a cell phone. Here I come, and you go off the sidewalk, across the parkway, out into the street, and almost like use up all the room of the fucking bike lane. Okay. This person's mask is hanging down below their chin. I don't wear one. Sorry. Actually, I'm not sorry. Yeah. So now she's positioned herself what it looks to be about 6 inches away from traffic, oncoming traffic, and extended the social distancing by, added up. I don't know, 10 yards. So They suggested to the idiot that she needs to maintain a social distancing of 2 yards. And now she's turned that into 12 yards, but positioned herself talking on a fucking phone, no less, okay? With a mask hanging off of her fucking chin, 6 inches away from vehicles coming at her. 2,000-pound vehicles, 4,000-pound vehicles, again, traveling at a high rate of fucking speed. And I'm a fucking dude over here walking down the sidewalk, right? Okay, so that's where I'm going with this. It's already happening. It's not going to happen. It's not something that you need to, you know, be afraid of or prepare for, or, you know, go jump off of a building over. We're in the midst of the zombie apocalypse. This is something that you've been prepared for, depending on how old you are listening to this podcast. Me personally, you know, again, I go back to the post-apocalyptic shit, okay, and then it was AI, you know, and then that shit came around, and all the technologies that astounded us in the movie theaters were soon revealed to us in, you know, our everyday lives, and it became, you know, part of our routine. And then something happened, and it was zombies. I think what it was like, I remember specifically, I'm thinking of Operation Wolf, which was an arcade game. In the arcade, stand-up two-player that had these little mini fucking Mac-10s that you and a buddy that had grenade launcher buttons. You get it on with terrorists. Okay, and then I remember, what was it? I can't remember. SOCOM, when SOCOM came out. That was the one shooter. Well, I played that by myself, SOCOM, and I actually did play another shooter game, Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon. A friend of mine and I used to go into the online arena back in the day and wreak fucking havoc on noobs. I had a reputation on that platform in Ghost Recon, and another one was Army Men. Yeah, I had reputations in those platforms back in the day. So much so that people didn't want to play me. I was always accused of cheating, and I didn't even know how to cheat. I just went in there and used my practical fucking knowledge and strategically. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. What was I talking about? Some bitch. Yeah, so, you know, and then those games, you shot terrorists. And then the war on terror started, and it wasn't cool to kill terrorists in video games anymore. So they changed it to zombies. And then the movies, I mean, think about it. How many fucking zombie movies do you need? I saw where Zack Snyder is making another zombie movie, the dude that made 300, the movie 300. Unfortunately for him, he had to, you know, stick to the graphic novel, Frank Miller's graphic novel, and he couldn't, you know, turn it into something. Like he's doing with whatever zombie movie he's doing, he's putting the wall narrative in there, blah blah blah, whatever. Fuck the dude, man. He's making another zombie movie. How many do you need? I can't name all of them. Why is it so important for you to know what a brain-eating zombie is? Why is it so important that you go get everyone get these vaccines? It's so important that they're threatening. If they can't threaten you to do it, they're luring people to do it. Yeah, I've heard everything from a free beer, a free joint, a donut, French fries, you know? And hey, man, again, while I'm hearing all that, the same people are like, okay, you know, now my fucking hands are numb, my ears don't work, I fucking almost died, you know? They wanted to intubate me after I got my second shot. I mean, you know, the same people that are, they're pimping the vaccine and then following that up with like a last fucking will and testament video. And you know, what am I supposed to, oh, wow, shit, sorry for you. I mean, it's like the lady today. I also wanted to say, hey, you know, look at what you're doing. Look at what you're doing right now. Are you really that deathly afraid of this fucking virus? Are you really that, your brain is that corrupted that you are that deathly afraid of a fucking seasonal flu virus that you would literally run out to the middle of the street. The next will be she'll just run out there and be walking down the fucking dotted line with cars because they're not going to stop. They're going to be like, hey, look at this fucking idiot walking down the middle of the street. What's their deal? You know, if they don't try to, you know, pick it up for, you know, pull their phone up to try to videotape her and accidentally run her over. I mean, fuck, man. This is just bizarre, old man. But, you know, I was thinking about it again after experiencing that, and I experience it often. But then again, you know, it was a short time after I run into a older Latina woman who I think might have had a stroke or a TBI or something at some point. But she's got this really cool old dog, and they walk together every morning. And every time we get close enough, the dog always recognizes me first. But then when we get close enough, you know, that she recognizes me, we exchange big smiles, and I pet her dog, and everybody's happy, and she thanks me for petting her dog, and I thank her for letting me pet her dog. And she's never wore a vaccine, and yet she's out walking fuck, I'm fucking up bad today. She's never worn a mask. She walks every day, you know. I don't know. I hope she doesn't get a vaccine. It encourages me when I see people not doing what they're told. And, you know, again, I'm not saying being disruptive, but, you know, just questioning authority, man. Fuck. I mean, that's what I learned being in the military and having been a piece of government property is that it's your fucking innate God-given rights to question authority. You just have to be sure that you know, you're squared away in your assessment. With no qualms, I can say that I disobeyed direct orders a number of times in the military. So I'm over straight point blank. That's a that is not a lawful order. And I respectfully disobey. I'm going to write you up for fucking mutiny. Do it. Write me up for mutiny. We'll see how that goes down. But I ain't doing it. So, you know, I know the old routine where this is where you're supposed to pull out your sidearm and shoot me. And I think we both know we're past that. Yeah, and, you know, not to say, you know, it was any type of, you know, tactical situation. Hell, one time this dude tried to tell me he's going to sew my pocket shut. He's going to order me to sew my pocket shut. I was like, well, that would be an unlawful order, a destruction of government property. He was 3 pay grades above me. Yeah, that turned into a half-hour-long conversation with him and 2 other senior enlisted. But I didn't sew my fucking pocket shut. And I walked around with my hands in my pockets because my senior enlisted, who brought me up as a tadpole into an amphibious creature, told me if anybody ever told me to take my hands out of my pockets, that I could tell them to go fuck themselves, and they had a problem with it, go talk to him. And, you know, he wasn't there at the time, so I had to come up with my own, which is the unlawful order. Anyway, it's enough about me. Or is it? I'm just saying, man, it's the zombie apocalypse. This shit is going to keep mutating. And these people are going to keep willfully inflicting this shit upon themselves. And the overlords are going to keep encouraging them to do it. And while we're trying to figure out why, I should say perhaps you're trying to figure out why, I'm preparing for brainless, mindless people doing obscenely barbaric and rude shit with no association. And I'm going to say it, autism, the spectrum that didn't exist until 50 years ago. Anyway, think about it. This person's hungry. They're disassociated by design. Society, whatever what are the factors, the social disconnection of social norms, and you know, not being able to read body language, some type of retardation of mirror neurons or something, you know, that's been affected diabolically by these vaccines, and each one mutates, you know, and so whatever the original one that came out that was, you know, exposed to the herd, now it's mutated through the human body with different gene codes, and then now it's being affected with these fucking vaccines that modify, RNA? Is that the one that comes down through the mother's line? I believe. I don't know. It's been a while since I've been in the books, but yeah, I mean, this is it. These motherfuckers are going zombie. Oh, and again, to reinforce my thesis, gosh, it's been a while since I've been to ACL. 2012 for Pearl Jam, I believe. And even before then, you know, it's the phone zombie phenomenon where, you know, we were old school ACLers, man. You know, we show up to where hours before we want to be that night, and we set up our blanket on the ground, saw off our fucking territory, and post up fucking the day I went, there were three of us, and we were holding down that square footage that hours later into the night was prime real estate for fucking Pearl Jam. But we sat through acts that I can't remember now. There was some good music I listened to, but you know, I was there for Pearl Jam. But you could just, you know, I'm just standing there, you know, watching the band play on the stage. That's the reason I'm there. And I can see this kid walking towards me, staring at his cell phone, and just literally walk straight at me. And again, you know, I'm a good sized dude and I'm solid. I have, you know, lean muscle mass. And he just plows into me, man, like he's walking into a tree, and he bounces off me, like, oh, what the fuck, you know, and just kind of like looks at me and then goes right back to his phone and like diverts around me and goes on his way. Doesn't acknowledge me. Oh, excuse me, sir. Hey, sorry, man. Oh, shit, what have I done? Hey, you know, sorry about that. He just looks at me like I was just like this fucking temporary impediment in his fucking life that involves him interfacing with this fucking screen in a field of grass where there's a fucking band playing over here that you pay $100 to fucking watch. Now, if that's not some type of fucking perversion of reality, I don't know what is, yo. Sorry. I mean, I'm from Generation X, man. I used to go in and, you know, get the cheapest fucking tickets I could find in the grass somewhere and end up as close as I could to the front row. That was before the mosh pits began. When it started getting crazy in the mosh pits, I made my way over to the, you know, lower level. One time, saw the, my friend and I had lower level seats at Van Halen. It was the first tour with the new singer, Sammy Hagar. So it was a while back. My uncle got me these tickets. And this is before I'd gone into service, and I already had aspirations to live in Hawaii someday. So I was all about Shaka Bra, you know, the Shaka sign and everything. That was kind of my thing back in the day. And anyway, Sammy Hagar would come over like to the side of the stage towards the, you know, lower level. We were like right on the same plane as him and be singing towards us and everything. You know, he was a good front man. And he came over one time and I did the hang loose to him, and he pointed at me and did the hang loose back. And I remember kind of smiling, and the dude I was with, he like slapped me in the chest and was like, hey man, that was for you, bro. I was like, I thought so too. That was pretty fucking cool. Sammy, I'm your rock candy, baby. I'm hot, sweet, and sticky. That sounded more like Blackie Lawless. So you think darkness is your ally? You merely adopted the dark. I was born there. Molded by it.
Yep. Get ready. I think I'm going to have a special guest tonight, hopefully. He had scheduled a while back. He's a pretty unique cat that I've known for a long time. And he works in the medical industry. And he has a son, I believe grade school age, who was diagnosed with the coronavirus. Oh, Chopin. One time I was down on the Congress Bridge in downtown Austin, and there was a fellow playing a miniature piano. I sat down and listened to him play a few songs, and after hearing his repertoire, I walked over and threw some loose change into his boxer hat, I don't recall, and I asked him, "Do you know any Chopin?" He said, "I do." And I sat there and listened to him play for good 20 minutes. I do remember how lovely it was that day and what a brilliant experience it was until a fucking dick on a fucking mountain bike rode by and ran over a kid. The woman and her kid were walking and the kid was too close to the designated bike lane and the dude didn't slow down and truck the kid. Everybody yelled at him, made him stop. I don't know how that turned out. I remember that's when I got up. Remove myself from the situation. Don't be surprised if a vaccinated friend tries to eat your brain.